is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Baton, I say up and running. Charlie Brown say my show, boy, don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. True, they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping.
Good night, Bahamas. And welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Braun, a.k.a. Scooch or Scrooge, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres on Guardian Radio every 6:30 to 8 p.m. Telephone numbers tonight on Guardian Radio are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. And you can follow us on Guardian Radio 96.9. And I want to say a warm welcome to all of the listeners that tune into Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, and also who take the time out at this time of night to listen to this particular show Inside the Inner City. And I humbly appreciate each and every one of you. You give me inspiration as I travel to Nassau. I cannot believe how many people listen to the show and they say I'm fair. I'm not politically motivated by or influenced by the PLP or FNM. I am just a natural born Bahamian who is not a racist. I don't discriminate. I hate neither black nor white. I don't hate no Chinese. I don't hate no Haitian. I don't hate no Jamaican. I don't hate a fellow Bahamian who probably for no particular reason would have a problem with me. I just keep my distance and still show hospitality to those who might not feel the same way towards me. But I understand that, you know, the eagle flies above the clouds when a crow is on his back. Now, the crow is determined, but the eagle does not even bother to try and use his talons or his beak to get the crow off his back. He just keeps on climbing and climbing, and he reaches a specific height. So a crow just loses its breathing and just falls from the sky. So in other words, when you know better, you know, you do better. And I've learned to be a very understanding person over the course of changing my life around from being a problem to society to being a solution to society. And having been through that circle of life where I was against society, and I brought myself to be a person where I could be an influencer and a different maker and a stakeholder in my country to make changes for the less fortunate, for the old, for the babies that are not yet born, you know, I have dedicated myself to that. And it's made me a better person. So tonight, we're going to talk about some issues and some of the issues that I want to talk about. As I normally mention, the invisible stuff. And over the course of my journey on Guardian Radio, I've been seeing these kind of invisible stuff that exists in our country that goes on not behind our box, but right in front of our eyes, but because of the manipulation of false doctrine or false information, and we could say, we call it lies, that our former leaders and leaders say to us, but because we are so party, I'm talking about you're a PLP or you're FNM, or you just support the party, or you just don't like the Free National Movement, or you just don't like the PLP. So no matter what good or what bad the party do, you would say, I'd die a PLP or I'd die a Free National Movement. And I think that's the biggest mistake we are making in this country today. And the reason why we get lied to our faces and to prove it. You know, I never had no evidence, but I read between the lines when I read the newspaper or I watch the news on how our leaders who we vote for to be elected to govern the country. And for those out there who are saying that crying line and a ragging at his own, well, we see what happened to the crying line in Carmichael Road. 20 Bahamians has been arrested so far. I mean, 20 residents, it could be Bahamian or Haitian nationals. And if you listen to the speech of the now Minister of National Security and the Minister, I think, of Environment, or Mr. Juan Miller, for those who still believe that we Bahamian own the stuff, we do. But the statement is now that that place has been put under siege by the government. And the government is saying it's the government crying land. See, I want people to understand this. We still have not understand our laws in this country. Right? Listen to what they're saying now. We, the Bahamian people, elect the PLP to be the next government of the Bahamas. So here's where we need to understand this. When we elect them to be the government of the Bahamas, right, and we say they work for us, what we need to understand is that they're doing their job. You understand? Listen why they're doing their job. Listen closely. They're doing, the politicians are doing their job because now they represent the Bahamian people. But they work for an entity who is Queen Elizabeth. Okay? So in other words, what I'm trying to say is this. When we elect a government, they take on the realm of government. They're no longer opposition. And when they're in the government, they help to protect the government interests. So when we're saying crown land is the Bahamian people who are, no, the crown land belongs to the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is the Honorable Brave Davis. And he is in charge of the crown land. And because of the uproar in the country that we're facing now, with groups, you know, demanding, I mean, they're speaking the truth towards the crown land. But then there's another side to it, because, like I said, once we elect a government, they're going to protect government interests. And the interest is, that is government crown land. Yes, we are in the Bahamas. Yes, we are a citizen. But once we elect that particular party and that becomes the government of the Bahamas, it has to protect the government interest. Citizen and government is different. If you notice around the pandemic, we were hearing essential workers, okay? They were getting paid. But for you as citizen, did you get a similar stimulus package? The only thing you got as a citizen is taxes, locking up for selling coconut, or going to the pump. Okay? So you're different. Understand the difference with government and citizen. Once we elect that government, hey, they have to take on the interests of the government and protect all assets of the government. I just wanted to say that. Now, getting to my conversation and talk about where we get lied to in the country from our leaders, where they give us misinformation and we buy into it as a country. And sometimes we buy into it because we are so 50-50 PLP and so 50-50 FNM that we don't put where right is. Okay? As the government changed recently, in the last, I think, 9 months that we have the Progressive Liberal Party as a new government, we are seeing where previous in the Free National Movement administration under the tutelage of the former Prime Minister Hubert Alexander Minnis and the Minister of National Security Marvin Dames made reference to Clayton Fernando and the new Deputy Commissioner of Police, I think Delavaux, were put on leave under the administration of the Free National Movement. And many of us in the media and many of us on Facebook and the citizens of this country were trying to figure out, was this a political move by the Free National Movement to put these officers on leave? And there were several other senior officers put on leave around this particular time. And when questioned by the media and by the citizen of the country in reference to the vacation leave that the government is going to put these senior cops on, and mind you, we are going to put them on vacation and still pay them, why is crime in sight? And this is the taxpayers' money, me and you, all right? And if I'm correct, the then Minister of National Security, the Honorable Marvin Dames, he made a statement and says, this is just a way of restructuring the Royal Bahamas Police Force and making it better for the 21st century. So this is not a political move. This is just something that was in the works. And the now Commissioner of Police, Clayton Fernando, he was put on leave. Ashton Greenslade was put on leave. And then DeVoe was put on leave. And now that the Progressive Liberal Party is in power now, and I want the general public to know that some of these guys are qualified to be commissioner or to be deputy commissioner. And there are some who would be overlooked and might be more qualified than the commissioner, not referenced to Clayton Fernando, but this is the case. There could be an officer on the Royal Bahamas Police Force who is more capable of carrying out the duties and how to solve crime and how to execute the plans of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Now, the thing is, if he's a Free National Movement party member, because I want you to know that most of these appointees that we're seeing in the country, most of these senior cops are either the PLP or with the FNM organization. And there's an infighting and a balance of power going on in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And we, the taxpayers, me and you, we are not essential workers. We are citizens, and citizens pay taxes. And this is on us. All right? So we have all these senior cops file their complaint in the Supreme Court because they felt that their constitutional rights were violated, and probably they were, and sent on vacation wise that he could be running the precinct or have some nice initiative that can deal with some of the issues facing our country. They're put on leave for 18 months, 2 years, and getting their regular paycheck. So they filed a complaint. Nothing happened under the former administration and with their case filed. But under the PLP, we're seeing where Clayton Fernando, now Commissioner of Police, Clayton Fernando, like I said, he's a good, I know him personally. He used to lock me up when I used to get locked up, when I used to be a gang dealer and a drug dealer many years ago in CID. You know, I know, I basically know all the top cops who were commissioner or deputy commissioner or inspectors on the force. There ain't much I don't know, because at the time I was doing foolishness, some of them were just corporals or sergeants, and over the last 20 years, they have gone up in the ranks. So I know many of them. And what has happened is they have been given a settlement by the government. And we could see numerous settlements. I think, if I'm correct, I see Leslie Miller got a settlement for $9.7 million, if I'm correct, by this government. And then we're seeing other settlements being settled even before they go to the Supreme Court. And this is the government of the Bahamas who is settling these settlements even before they get to the Supreme Court, and they're paying some serious taxpayers' money. And now we're having where Clayton Fernando, who is now the commissioner of police, he has been being given the top cop job in the Bahamas. So, and the deputy, Delavo, if I'm correct, deputy commissioner Delavo, he also filed a complaint, and he was on leave. Now, I think the same thing happened to him. A settlement was given, and they failed to disclose it. They saying there's a reason why they don't want to disclose the settlement to the taxpayers, that's mean us to the citizens, because it could also put the lives and safety of these officers in jeopardy, because, you know, it could be a big lump sum. Now, I want us to understand something, read between the lines, and I always talk about invisible stuff. So we could call it secrecy, okay? So when I was saying invisible stuff, I read the newspaper, they say secrecy. So let me use this word, secrecy. So we're seeing where secrecy is being applied with the commissioner of police on the settlement agreement outside of the court and Delavo. So add this up, RBM and people, and I have nothing against the commissioner of police, Clayton Fernando, or the deputy commissioner, Delavo. It's just the facts, and I wanted to see you how the taxpayers are paying the price of government that's mismanaged the Bahamian taxpayers' money, and why it's killing us. Instead of this money can be going trickling down to programs, to social service and programs, to community leaders and churches, and persons who are doing programs in the inner city community and projects like urban renewal and, you know, food distribution for students in the primary school, senior high school, you know, things what is needed. Instead, we're going to put an experienced top cop like Clayton Fernando, who I think was deputy commissioner or assistant commissioner of police around that time. And he was put on leave. He was put on leave because, I guess, if you look at the situation, when we had the situation with former commissioner of police, Ellison Greenslade, and I think it was assistant commissioner of police, Marvin Dames, when both of them were sent to London to do a particular course to see who's going to come back with the best credentials to become the next commissioner of police. Now, if I'm correct, I could be wrong. One of them probably was an F&M police officer, so he's a part of the F&M, and one was the PLP, and you could say Greenslade was a PLP. I could be wrong, Ellison Greenslade. I could be wrong for saying this, but listening to all the facts and reading the invisible stuff, I piecing together, you know, and they came back, and then they came back with the same type of certification. And when they reached back here, I could be wrong. I think Green Slade was appointed over Marvin Dames, and then there was a little strife between them two because I think either one didn't like one another, and then Marvin Dames stayed on the force for I think a year or two, and then he left the force. He was in charge of the airport division, Marvin Dames. I can remember going to the airport, and he was a very nice assistant commissioner of police, mind you, because he was so polite, you know. Cars were parked by the airport, and he was there as the senior corp, and he would let you stay there for a few minutes as long as you could get in and out instead of just harassing you. I must say that he was a very, very good police officer. I would say the same thing about Ellison Greenslade also. But there was a dispute. That dispute is because party politics. One was in the Free National Movement, and one is in the FNM. So he left, and then he started to work at Bahama, Marvin Dames, if I'm correct, with Slackus Aurelius. And then that's where the political scribes came in. And then the Free National Movement came in power. Ellison Greenslade was doing his two terms. Probably could even do it, be a three term. He probably still could be in the Commission of Police today if political interference, before they say this political interference didn't exist. But now we're seeing all kind of political interference from the last six or seven Commission of Police. And we are saying the Commission of Police is supposed to be independent. All right? So I'm going to get to that. Yeah, so he left and he became the Minister of National Security. And all of a sudden, we see the then Commissioner, Ellison Greenslade, say he's being given a diplomat post as an ambassador. And he resigned. I'm not resigning. He did his time. He got his pension. I mean, he did his time. He got his promotion. And he went off to be ambassador. And I think he still is ambassador as we speak now, doing great things. That last time I checked, I think he was in London, doing an extremely awesome job as a former commissioner of police. And if that ain't political meddling, then what that was. But me and you who love the PLP, me and you love the FNM, or me and you who hate the PLP or hate the FNM, we would don't believe none of this because we are not seeing the true picture. And the true picture is this is hurting us as citizens and us as individuals living here in the government, in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Okay, first of all. All right. So we put all of them on leave. Government comes in power. Probably the party they are part of. Thus, to see if I'm telling the truth, I just put together the pieces. No one gave me this. I just analyzed. Paul Rowe a few year and a half ago. He stated that he isn't going nowhere. You know, don't listen to the noise in the market. So he lied. Marvin Dames lied or gave false information. But far as I'm concerned, they lied. Because we heard Paul Rowe say, Paul Rowe, the former commissioner, he stated on his own mode on social media that don't listen to the noise in the market. I'm not going nowhere. Then we listen a couple of months later. He demoting office. And he say, and I've always been saying this, and like I said to my friend, Dr. C. A. Newry, who has a wonderful show on Guardian Radio, comes on every a few days of the week. We had this discussion. And this was not a discussion of argument. This was a discussion so we could get a point of view for the audience. Because, you know, C. Newry kind of representing that type of high society. but he also represents an inner city community. But he, you know, he does it in a way where we could, you know, get the points and represent. All right? Yeah. I'm talking so much. So anyway, they win their suit. Fernando win their suit. And they don't want to discuss the amount that is given to the Fernando DeVoe. And here's the thing. This goes back to the swearing-in of the prime minister, the swearing-in of the commissioner of police, the swearing-in of any minister that becomes a part of the government. First, they swear to the queen and the heirs and successors of that family. Secondly, they swear to keep anything once they're part of government. Why is they part of government, whether it's right or wrong, to secrecy. All right? So that's what protects politicians, that same second in the Constitution. And thirdly, they swear to us as the human people. All right? So we get a lot of misinformation, we get a lot of lies, but we suck it in. And we don't see the true nature of how this is affecting us because we are blinded by our own stupidity. But my eyes are open a little while, and I'm going to give my piece. So what do you think? Why is Fernando DeVoe Greenslade, no seven senior cops, was on vacation? Why is crime as high? A lot of rape, armed robbery. The courts are backlogged with cases after cases. People are dropping left and right. Getting shoot, robbed. People bumpers getting teeth off their car. People gas tank. You know, the struggling people. You know, where we supposed to have these senior cops. So we sideline these guys for almost 2 years. What you think is the estimate that the settlements had to give out to these officers and why they want to keep it secrecy? That in the millions, people. These officers are millionaires. I could be wrong. This is just me. I'm going to say a guy like Clayton Fernando, with a 2 years and even a settlement from government, he could get anywhere from $1.5 million to probably $2 million off of government for him being illegally removed from his position as a member of the Royal Bahamas Police Force and a senior officer. So he can only be looking for $1.5 to $2 million. What you think about those other senior cops? So we put them on leave, we give them their pay, and all the time they're getting their government salary. So honestly, I have nothing against Clayton Fernando. I'm going to say this, he's the commissioner of police now, but I say that would disqualify him from being the commissioner of police because you just get a settlement from settle over the court. You've been getting your money or your regular police paycheck while you was on vacation. So you was getting paid for 18 months by the Treasury. And all this is the fault of Marvin Dames and the former Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Bahamas, Hubert Minnis. I'm going to take this one call, and then I'm going to get back to my topic. Red caller, you're on Inside the Inner City.
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you.
You know, you brought it home just now, right? You know, what I want to know is, right, what the public need to know is, what was the charge and the suit? You know, what was these top cops suing for? You know, as far as I understand, these guys were forced to take vacation, and there's nothing wrong in it. You know, and then when they came back, they were resigned. You know, and during those times, crime didn't go up. Crime was low. You see, you remember, you know, the PLP was saying the crime is low because of the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
because of the lockdown. So crime wasn't high.
Mm. So why are they going to leave? So it had to be in something.
They went on leave because the government said that they want to, save some money, right? Because these guys had all this vacation time built up, right? But that's besides the point. That's the government policy. It's the government policy. What they did was not against the law. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah, and these people have bosses, you know, you understand what I'm saying? And the police force, that's a command structure. You must obey your command. You know, you must obey your command. You see? So, and then these guys come, right? What they do is they sue, right? And then the government that they support, right?
Mm-hmm.
They come to power and settle a case. How can you settle a case?
Without it going to Supreme Court.
Without it being, you understand me, Father? They can say there was no case for them to
now,
go in there.
Now, hold on right there just 1 second. Now, who is going to pay this?
We got to pay it. The public got to pay it. And they refuse to say what the amount was because it's outrageous.
Yes, I tell you, he could get anywhere from $1.5 million to $2 million.
Right. And come on now. You telling me that we don't know who the rich people are in this country or the millionaires in this country?
It's the same officials in the policing system, in the legal system, the politician, the pastors.
Right. And these people, all them who live behind the gates, they can afford to live behind the gates because they're millionaires.
Okay.
So it ain't like, and they come on like we don't know they're millionaires and their life are their life is threatened because they're millionaires.
No, that's not enough. And see, I want you to pay close attention when they say secrecy. See, I keep telling Bahamian peoples, listen to when the prime minister gets swearing. He swears to the queen. Secondly, he swears to secrecy. So listen, even if your government corrupt, he cannot discuss it. And I'm going to go to that as soon as you finish the call and prove what I have to say. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, see, we need to stop allowing these governments, whether they PLP, FNM, DNA, and opposition or whatever, we need to stop putting chips in us. You know, believing their lies. You see, and believe our eyes and our ears.
Yes.
You see, because we know who the millionaires
are. Yes.
They make millionaires out of the number, man.
Yes.
We know they make millions.
Yes.
Multi-millionaires, they're not tripped.
Mm.
They're not fair their life because they're millionaires. So you tell me that the police is afraid of because of being a millionaire? His life is in a police now. And the code, you know, people don't kill police.
They don't want you to know how much money you receive.
That's all it is. They came to know how much these guys were made. They gave these guys, for nothing.
Yes, sir.
You see, they're ashamed to explain that. Why you settle out of court? Why?
Because I always tell people the invisible stuff, and we call it secrecy. And I've been saying this all along. And for those who listen now, you see, everything I said to you on this radio station, that's why I respect Guardian Radio for giving the inside stuff. They told me that when I get this platform, they want to know the inside stuff. And now we're getting a lot of inside stuff, which actually...
We need that money to go in social services.
Yes,
that's where we need that money.
Thank you very much.
We need that money to go in the programs.
Yes.
We need that money to go in the schools. You know, we need some true urban renewal.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
We need to demolish these blocks
and build
a block for the first one and you know, these communities.
Yes.
But they're building it. We need to build a community for consistency there.
And
break down that consistency and renew it.
Yes.
You understand me? And go consistency out or block after block.
Corner by corner. But I want to thank you very much for calling.
Thank you too much.
Yes. Thank you very much. And then I tell you the lies, misinformation. All right? So, like I said, the minister himself, Marvin Dames, and the prime minister, wise to reward the government of the country, they also said that they didn't did this politically and that this was a process test they were taking to redefine the Royal Bahamas Police Force, and that's why it was not politically motivated to put the now Commissioner of Police, Fernando, to the top cop post in the country. So since Paul Rowell probably is the F&M Commissioner of Police, because he got appointed under the F&M. He started to speak out now that he is demoting office, and that now that Clayton Fernanda is the upcoming now Commissioner of Police. And he started to speak, and he said in the Nassau Guardian, what I think is doing a fantastic job of giving us the inside stuff, saying, I felt betrayed, you know, because he said he didn't like the fact that how he was given command to put the top cops them on leave. Now that he's gone, and he say he has a lot more to say. So it goes to show you that the member, I mean, it goes to show you that the Commissioner of Police is not an independent Commissioner of Police. He has to take orders from the Prime Minister and the Minister of National Security. See, all y'all got to say, that is not true. But it's proven, because we have it here, I felt betrayed. And I've been saying this from day one. And there are many people out there who would say, this young man talking foolish. But see, it's true. You can't run from this. And I go, see, I'm putting all the pieces together here tonight. I going back from Marvin Dames and Green Slade when there was a problem with them. And like I said, both of them probably are part of the Free National Movement. You can see that Marvin Dames is a member of the Free National Movement. I can't say Green Slade because he was never a candidate. Ashton Green Slade. I mean, excuse me. I got his name mixed up. Ellison Green Slade. Ashton Green Slade is his brother. And Fogley and my cousin. We got to find it out when Ashton Green Slade locked me up. My own cousin. I got to find out with his family. And like I said, it goes way back. So he's saying he felt betrayed. So it goes to show you that the top cop was not an independent body. And he said, in other words, that he couldn't do his duties. So whatever that was. So we are seeing those MPs got put before the courts, the Shane Gibson and et cetera. And we have the former prime minister state that it's non-political. And then Marvin Dames saying it's non-political. That time, Paul Rowell was instructed to do it, and I could be wrong, but all the seems the invisible stuff is actually secrecy coming to light. So I got a feeling that all this was connected and planned. And the reason why they do this is because if you're the government of the country and you want to get away with corruption or get away with doing some things, you don't want nobody in your circle as the commissioner or deputy commissioner or assistant commissioner of police who is not in your circle or part of your party. So what you have to do, because you want some things to be kept secret, ask the prime minister of the country. All right? That's why they put in this new chief justice. And I'm not saying anything is illegal about it, but this is the process of prime ministers in order to keep the party and keep himself secure as the next prime minister and to make sure that he stays leader of the party. So he have to do these things. Whether you're a Free National Movement, opposition leader, becomes the next prime minister, all of them does this. So you're not Getty's position by merit. You could be qualified, like how Brave Davis is bringing in a new Chief Justice, but it comes out of the Davis law firm. So that's somebody who he groom, he's qualified for that position. If you say merit, I can't say it's merit. I got to say it's because it's a political affiliation, and that puts him over everyone else to receive the top job as the chief. Top Chief Justice in the country. So we're going to take this next call, and then I'm going to continue the conversation. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the City.
But it's good. You're doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate all the insight. And even blind Blake could see what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
If you don't want to see, you just don't want to see. But the evidence is very clear.
Yes.
You know, before these guys get elected, they come to you and say, oh, we're going to work on your behalf. Oh, we're going to be a servant leader. When they get elected, who are they working for now?
The party and the queen.
And the party and the queen and the so-called government.
Yes.
Democracy is supposed to be the government for the people.
Yes.
By the people.
Yes.
But the Pratt had it right when she said that, oh, I don't work for she works for us. We dictate to her what needs to be done.
Yes, sir.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yes, sir.
And so we as citizens of the country, we ought to be able to dictate to our members of parliament as to what kind of country we want. The Constitution says that that parliament should make laws and pass laws. Okay, the elected members of parliament should pass and make laws for the good governance of the country. That is what they are elected for, to pass laws to make the country better. And the issue of Crown land should be a non-issue because we as Bahamians, the Constitution, the preamble said, and the Constitution says what? That we are the what? The inheritors of these islands,
yes.
These rocks and keys. So if you are an inheritor, you must have a benefactor.
You're staking it.
As Bremen was says, Queen Victoria left this land in Esco for the slaves.
Yes.
This is we are the inheritors of all of these lands.
Yes.
I taught O-level history, right?
Yes, sir.
After emancipation, the planters who planted sugar cane and the slaves got freedom, the British Crown paid all the planters £20 million pounds.
Wow.
Back in 1838. Okay, the slaves got nothing.
Yes.
We got the inheritance of this land.
Mm.
And the government has been holding this land for almost 200 years.
200 years. You listen, Bahamian people? Listen. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sir.
And you know, Scrooge, we have 10 times more land than we have people.
Yes.
You know, people are not asking for 40 acres and a mule.
Mm.
They're asking for 1 acre.
So that's a square deal.
Why can't every Bahamian get an acre of land in his own country?
So we call it a square deal. That's the deal. It's supposed to be called
deal. Why do people have to fight? And as I said, you know, Sir Lyndon said, if you're not prepared to fight for it, then you do not deserve to have it. So,
yes,
I mean, we are not as militant as some other people who would rise up and go break up the place and whatnot.
Mm.
But there has to come a time when you say we will be silent no more.
Yes.
And we have to take a stand and let these people know, because Scrooge, when they get in government, they can do what they want to.
Yes, it's completely different.
They can give the land whoever they want to give it to.
And we heard the news. Less lately.
I mean, look at all this money that is being paid out. Millions and millions of dollars.
Invested.
Dr. Minister, it's costing us this country millions and millions of dollars.
Well, you can say that again. Boy, I can lie. But that man was a disaster.
And people, that statement that Mr. Watson made was totally asinine. Because these are police who carry guns. You know, they carry guns. You think anybody can try to rob any police and they know that these policemen have guns?
1 second, sir.
You
see how you put the pieces together. I'm saying that on the radio. You see how these lighters and expecters don't put the pieces together. We can see this. We know they don't want to tell them how much money he made. We all know that they said
Scrooge.
Yes, sir.
How many millions Fred Smith got from the government? Millions, eh?
Yes, sir.
Every time he sued the government.
Yes, a knockout. Yes, and he ain't got no gun.
Millions.
And he ain't get no gun.
He ain't got no gun. And he's still alive?
Yes, sir. So why?
You know, I told Dottie the other day when the court awarded the guy who got his teeth knocked by the police.
Yes.
Several, was it 60, 70, whatever, $1,000.
Yeah, I think he got
$77,000. They called the fellow name.
Yes,
right?
Yes, and he's a poor man, and he living in the city community.
You know,
and that's a big, and if he was the,
Yeah,
I understand. Go ahead, sir.
You said, you know, the old people say you could fool some of the people some of the time.
Yes, man.
But you can't fool all of the people all of the time.
Yes,
you know, if Clint Watson was on Beyond the Headlines, he would be asking the same questions that we are asking today, right?
Yes.
He'll be asking, well, why doesn't the government want to tell us that's our money? Why can't they tell us how they're spending our money? But now he always up with them. You see how people just change?
Yeah.
You don't know who to trust these days, but you don't know who to trust. You elect them to
so
work
you see?
With you, and they get in there. And look here.
And he was doing such a good job as opposition, Clint Watson, right? He was fighting for the Bahamian people, eh? And many got
on the other side.
Many get on the other side now.
You know, they put all of them on, just how Dr. Minutes was doing, the PLP doing.
All right, yes, sir.
Pulling out all of these people who You know, and you know, we, you know, Scrooge, listen here. Scrooge, we are spending $50 million a year on consultancy. You know what $50 million
A year? Listen. Mm-hmm.
For what? What are we getting for $50 million a year?
And none of these consultants are actually serving a greater purpose than the consultant needs in the inner city community when we're dealing with crime.
We have no Freedom of Information Act.
No Freedom of Information Act?
We cannot find out where our money is going.
All right.
$15 million for travel allowance, increased by for travel allowance. Mm. The people in Abaco, they crying for money to complete their center for hurricane. They can't get a couple of million dollars.
Yeah.
And you all about spending money and whatnot. But listen, give the land to the people.
Yes, sir.
That's the people's land. Give the land. You know, Jesus Christ won't come back Scrooge. Put you all in the land.
Yes, sir.
Christ won't voice these guy. Give the let the people get some benefit. You know, I go in right now.
Okay, thank you.
People are saying, oh, we need to reparation. But we have the power right now. The government have the power right now. We don't have to wait for the queen to give us anything. Mm. We have the land. If everybody could get an acre of land.
Yes.
You know, Dr. Minnis promised that when he got it, he was going to give out crown land, right?
Yeah.
He said it was supposed to be the people's time back then.
Yes,
what happened?
Nothing
said next time when he get in, he can start working for the poor.
He said he had 8 years.
It's always going to be that. The
he had 8 years. He envisioned.
We're going to try to help.
Yeah, he going to the future and say he had 8 years.
People, listen, look out for number one. Look out for yourself and your brothers.
Yes.
And try, don't depend
make
on
it
the
in this
government.
Country. Yes.
Don't depend on the government for anything. By the sweat of your brow,
yes.
You try and work it out. Just be, you know, the Bible says that you ought to be diligent.
Yes.
You work hard, pray to God, and keep your eyes on Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I wish to you, Brother Scrooge, a happy Independence Day, and to the Bahamas, that you know, our motto says forward,
onward,
upward, and together.
Yes, sir.
We are not moving on together.
No, sir.
A lot of people are being left behind.
A lot.
And those who are in the front, they just keep on
going. They keep on trucking. They keep on trucking.
Bigger and bigger.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my brother. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. You did a wonderful job. And enjoy your night, too. And happy independence to all those who celebrate independence here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Yeah. And to the caller, what I finished talking about? I was talking about menace. So, when you're telling the truth, when we're telling the truth, you could always get a response when you hear someone's mom. So, he said these things, Paul wrote, the outgoing commissioner, he said these things in the newspaper because, you know, he's leaving the Royal Bahamas Police Force and he has a big post somewhere else. And then they said that Menace made a reply. And he said he's not going to speak on the matter with the commissioner of police because it's confidential. He said from Sir Lyndon Penland to Perry Christie to Hubert Ingram, I've always met the commissioner of police on Thursday. And what is discussed between him as the prime minister and the commissioner cannot even be discussed by no other member of parliament in his cabinet. All right? And he said that. So it goes to show you that the prime minister has information that no one else receives in the country besides him. Not even his cabinet ministers can actually get the information. That's why Menace said at his own mouth that it's confidential, and he don't want to discuss nothing. But he normally likes to talk. So if any of these things that the former commissioner of police, Paul Rhodes, said was not true, even though he said that he would not respond because it's confidential, he likes to run his mouth. But in this instance, he uses the phrase that he would not comment on the matter with Paul Rhodes. So that means Paul Rhodes was telling the truth. Menace was dictating to the commissioner of police when they put the former PLP members of bottom before the court and whatever situation that's going on, probably even alive at Hurricane Dorian and all the people who died there. You know? So we see a lot of corruption going on. So we've been telling a lot of lies. And the caller who just called us now, he made a great reference to something. If you want true independence in this country, be like an independent woman and go out there and invest yourself in a business or whatever you're good at. Go out and invest and try to bring generational wealth, because we'll be going back and forth about things that we cannot change. Instead of focusing on things that we can change, go out and invest. Guardian was nothing other day, not a big time radio talk show, and the biggest in the country. Beauty Bakery was one little small square foot shack. Now it's worth over $500 to $600 million. Bamboo Shack with Elaine Pinder started off small. And guess what? They're independent because they can do anything they want because they have made themselves independent in this country. And Selena said it most. If you don't want to fight for your country, that means fight means you got to look at a property that you see in the community that no one is doing nothing with and take a chance. Clear it down, and it might be your property. Clear it down and make it into a barbershop and be consistent, or turn it into a convenience store, or a nail technician, or selling boxes and cigarettes and barcode, whatever you got to do, and make it legal. All right? We're going to take this last call. Can we take this last call? Go ahead, caller. You're on it inside the industry. I have to really go back to the topic, so go ahead, caller.
I'm going later to this dark in a waste. Along with you, Scooch.
Good night.
I tell you, we need justice, law, and order in this country. I was saying for a long time that most of those guys that are in power, they are emasculated. Okay? Now, here it is, right? That guy, what's his name? I'll put it like this. They didn't want to. They said what Shane Gibson got, right? They gave the public what Shane Gibson got, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shane Gibson was not a police. If he needed protection, he had to pay for protection.
Mm.
But yet they put it on blast what he had gotten.
Mm.
The police could protect himself and be protected by other police. They don't want to say what he got. It's our money.
Yep.
You see, these people, those people got the boys hell wide open. Another thing is, right, what I want to say to you, right, when I was young, we had the Tribune and the Herald.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? The Guardian was way out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The others was going on. But recently, after the one of the prime ministers made
a statement,
opened their wave, that's where the Guardian came in with their radio
Hubert
station.
Ingram.
But the
Ingram.
Others were carrying on.
Right.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. We can take this next call. Caller, you can make it real quick. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on inside in the city. I guess they left. Yeah, so we saw where Menace, you know, who likes to talk, and I'm not knocking Menace, but I'm sharing you the lies, the misinformation we're getting for people who we lack in this country. And we wonder why all this crime and killing going on in this country. You know, all this is affecting us coming out from here to the bottom, but all this commissioner stuff. Like I say, I feel Ellison Greenslade could have been commissioner of police for 25 years, because that's how good a job he was doing. That's how I feel, and that's a waste of taxpayers' money, because we've had about how much different commissioner of police we have had. And we have been hearing the same thing over and over. That is not a political move. They need the top cops on their side. You need starting counsel on your side. You need discreet generals on your side. You understand? You need the permanent secretaries on your side when you order the government. And these are things you have to do when you're prime minister. Now, I don't say these are the right things to do, but Most of those who know about politics, this is the trend that politics take. And like I said, you don't have to be the best man for the job or have merit. You know, We're seeing, talking about deputy, I think it's deputy commissioner of police, the televote, and people saying that he probably got that position by political affiliation, because they are the cops that who outrank him and who have done more years than him, and the force go by years, but the political organization in this country are the ones who could promote or demote. And you're going to promote the person who is a part of your party. So if you're seeing, if you're listening to what I'm saying, most of the top cops in this country are between the PLP and the FNM. And for those who are not a part of the PLP and the FNM and probably could be the cop, right, who could make the biggest change and understand what it takes to change the dynamics and the mindset and how we could saturate these beliefs and how we could focus on putting programs in place to deal with the crime issue and have a better understanding of bringing community beliefs in and be more subtle to it and coming from the ground level where he have everyone at stake will never, ever in this lifetime have an opportunity over those who are politically involved, like PLP and FNM. That's how serious it is. We get corruption to the fullest in y'all. And we're hearing it from our leaders. But they lie to us. And then we are supposed to elect them. And we forget about these things. But it's affecting us. Because all the millions of dollars that they pay into now Commissioner Bleas, Clayton Fernando, and Delaware and Ashton Greenslade, which they are entitled to, because they did their time. But the political meddling has, and because it backfired, we have to pay them millions of dollars. And that's the taxpayers' money. So you know what that means? Let me explain what the taxpayers' money is. Okay, you see when you license and insure your car? The license my truck costs $495. Right? No, 500, I think, hold on. I think it's $595 or $495. I just got a license. My insurance, my truck, what I just did last week, run into $400 to $500. So that's $1,000 I paid. Right? That's the taxpayers' money. Electricity, BPL, taxpayers, that rate there when you pay your light bill. Water bill. Right? Property tax. You have a lot of tax, but the former administration, Mr. Perry Gladstone Christie, he was the one and brought back to while a lot of tax into tuition now. You know, whatever we go to the food store, and if the kids buy something, right? The kids, they get tax. So if they go in and they buy a candy, the candy costs 15 cents. They are 2 cents under that. Even the kids paying taxes in this country. So all of this is taxes. And that money is reverted to the pension fund. Pension means we're going to have to pay all the former prime ministers, all the ministers who serve a certain amount of time, former minister of education, former commissioner of police, former chief justice, former governor general, Lady Penland, and et cetera. So all that money is gathered up. Even the money from National Insurance. You see we have a problem with National Insurance. National Insurance saying that they are paying out more than they're receiving, right? So that means, you know, you're running a convenience store, right? And you're selling stuff, but you're not making more than what you're selling for. So that's a loss. You understand? And money has been rerouted out of National Insurance to do many different things for government. I've listened on national TV, and I saw where government and former prime ministers rerouting money from National Insurance. And they're using it in other government departments, which they deplete. And the depletement comes when we are paying all this pension. And we're taking the money on National Insurance, and we're taking it out of a lot of tax. So all this is on the backbone of us. So I commend the prime minister now for not increasing taxes on BPL and et cetera. Because he said that the backbones of the Bahamian people are very shady now. I mean, in other words, there's a lot of poverty going on in the country, and he don't want to put no more pressure on the poor people in the country. And if we still have a middle class and the middle class, because he understands You know, but other than that, they're still running the government to be how many successors was running government. Their successors like Perry Christie, Hubert Ingraham, Brave to me, is Little Martin Sayre. He's sticking to the fact that he wants to help the poor people. We're not complaining yet tonight. I'm just explaining to you on the lies that are told by our leaders. And I call it invisible stuff, but now we call it secrecy. And we are seeing all that revealed now. So we're dealing with a corrupt society in this country. It ain't a poor man in the streets who's shooting, killing. Yes, that is devastating us. But you might not believe this. The people who have the pen and paper in this country are more dangerous than young men on their shooting guns in this country. Because if we invest the money that we receive in this country from our government and we invest it into the single parents, the single fathers, building homes, keeping the parks active, investing in the church so the church could come in and assist with the spiritual and also to bring some comfort and joy to the residents of this community who, if you look on the news, like I said, I believe that in this country, there are so many people who have lost loved ones that it has scratched this whole entire national providence. I feel that when you look at the blood of the Lamb in the Bible, where Moses told the Israelites to take the blood of the young lamb and put on the window, on your doorsill or your window, so that the angel of death does not come and kill you for his born. I believe that we have that same thing going on now in our society where so many people have lost their loved ones to violent crime, and it seems like the blood of the lamb is not on these doors, and that the angel of death is moving through, and the angel of death is coming from our leaders because they're silently killing us. And you know who, when we're talking about, we're all saying about rich white people, the rich white people is not affecting us. This is affecting us, giving double pension, political mischief, spending the public treasury on political oppression, because you are in charge now, you're going to use your power. So the Bible tells you that when you're powerful, be merciful. All right? And for all of them who do that, look what happened. They've been in politics for 3-4 years, now they owe the politics, and never would have a chance again. Menace, the other day, was opposition leader, had a great opportunity of being, had an opportunity to be one of the greatest prime ministers in the country. He's going to be the first prime minister in the history of the Bahamas who will never, ever get to be nominated ever again to be the leader of the Free National Movement Party ever again. And that's because of the suffering. He meant good and he did good in many circumstances, but he did many wrongs to the Bahamian people. And he knew very well the circumstances of coming out a tough time under Christie administration, where we were insulted by his words. Talking with God, you have to go, you could go to this one, you could go to God, you still got to come back to me. Insults by members of parliament, talking about one for all and all for one, you know, sticking up their middle finger, you know, and that's what lost the general election and what lost the Free National Movement, lost the last general election, is because of the arrogance and disrespect for the Bahamian people and the abuse of power. When one man don't want to listen to a council, and if he listened to the council and people in his party, probably he still would have been prime minister today. He wouldn't kill himself because he didn't even do 5 years. He ended up so confused and so powerful where he stated that next time, and he's going to win the next election, there's no way he's going to lose the election. And he got killed to the poll, even though it's the lowest turnout in the history of the Bahamas, because many people now in this country feel that both parties are the same and were not interested to vote in the last general election. All right? So when you're powerful, be merciful. So we have a lot of corruption going on in our country. All right? So I hope you enjoyed the show. And for me, I'm perfect. I have my habits. But one thing I can do, I don't get in people's business. Hey, I don't care how Jerry knows. I keep to myself and I do everything I can to help my community and help people in my community. I am not a sexual predator. I don't bother with little girls. I don't bother with little boys. But I'm still not perfect. All right? But I have in me a passion to try my best to be a person who people say, I don't know who to trust. I want to set an example that there are people out there like me who are not concerned about money, concerned about publicity, concerned about having power to hurt my brothers and sisters. There are people out here who are genuinely set from God to make a difference and to bring awareness and to bring changes and to speak the truth and expose all those lies that happens in the front of our eyes. We call it, I call it invisible stuff, but it's actually secrecy. So I hope you enjoy our guided radio. I'm your host, Valentino Brown, a.k.a. Scooter or Scrooge. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Guardian Radio and to Inside the Inner City. And I'll see you next week on Guardian Radio 96.9. Enjoy and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and happy independence.
But they ain't for no reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only passion for a season. Godless, I gon' weed them. I represent the ghetto people I from.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.